आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू लॉन्च मल्टीपल डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स वर्थ ओवर 16,000 करोड़ रुपीस इन केरलम एंड तमिलनाडु टुडे। लोकसभा टू रेज्यूम डिस्कशन ऑन ऑपोजिशन रेजोल्यूशन सीकिंग रिमूवल ऑफ स्पीकर ओम बिरला। Commercial shipping through Strait of Hormuz comes to a halt as hostilities in West Asia enter second week. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar talks to Iran's Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi on West Asia conflict. And India to take on Wales in final Pool B match of FIH Women's Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers in Hyderabad this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Keralam and Tamil Nadu today. In Keralam, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 10,800 crore rupees at Ernakulam this afternoon. Prime Minister Modi will also address a gathering during the program. More from our correspondent.
During the visit to Kochi, Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for a polypropylene unit at the Kochi refinery with an investment of 5,500 crore rupees. The unit, with an annual capacity of 400 kilotons, is expected to strengthen country's domestic polymer manufacturing capacity. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the sixth lining of the national highway stretch between Thalapadi and Chengala and the Kozhikode bypass. In addition, three Amrit Bharat railway stations and 23 rural roads built under the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana will be inaugurated. Electrification of the Shornur-Nilambur Road railway section will also be commissioned. The Prime Minister will further flag off a new train service between Palakkad in Kerala and Pollachi in Tamil Nadu. Midhi M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News from Kochi.
In Tamil Nadu, the Prime Minister will launch projects worth about 5,650 crore rupees in Tiruchirappalli. The projects cover key sectors like petroleum and natural gas infrastructure, rural connectivity and highway development. The Prime Minister will also flag off five new train services and address a gathering on the occasion. More from our correspondent.
The train services which will be introduced include two Amrit Bharat Express, two express trains and a passenger train service. The Nagarkoil-Charlapalli Amrit Bharat Express will improve connectivity between southern Tamil Nadu and Telangana while serving several districts across Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh. The Podanur-Dhanbad Amrit Bharat Express will strengthen rail links between southern India and the mineral and industrial belt of eastern India. The other three train services which will be introduced are Rameswaram-Mangaluru Express, Tirunelveli-Mangaluru Express and Mayiladuthurai-Thiruvarur-Karaikudi passenger train. These train services will not only enhance rail connectivity in the region, but also support regional economic growth. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Coimbatore.
Lok Sabha will today resume discussion on resolution seeking the removal of Speaker Om Birla. Yesterday, the motion was moved by Congress MP Dr. Mohammad Javed in the House. He alleged that the Speaker Om Birla disallowed the Leader of Opposition and other opposition leaders from putting forth their views in the House and made unwarranted allegations against women MPs of the opposition. Mr. Javed also alleged that Mr. Birla failed to maintain the impartiality needed to command the confidence of all sections of the House. Opposing the resolution, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said Speaker Om Birla conducted the functioning of the House in an impartial manner. The minister said the opposition parties have brought this resolution against the speaker only to serve their political interests. Members from Congress, Trinamool Congress, Samajwadi Party and DMK spoke in favour of the resolution. The discussion remained inconclusive. Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha will take up further discussion on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development. The Union Cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved extension of Jal Jeevan Mission up to December 2028 with an enhanced outlay of nearly 8.7 lakh crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the Cabinet has approved Jal Shakti Ministry's proposal to restructure and reorient the implementation of the Jal Jeevan Mission from infrastructure creation to a service delivery.
इस जल जीवन मिशन का 2.0 वर्जन अप्रूव हुआ.
द जल जीवन मिशन 2.0 इज बीइंग कंप्लीटली रीस्ट्रक्चर्ड एंड रीओरिएंटेड. द फोकस इज नाउ ऑन शिफ्टिंग फ्रॉम इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर क्रिएशन टू सर्विस डिलीवरी. जल जीवन मिशन 1.0 वाज मेनली अबाउट क्रिएटिंग इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर, बिल्डिंग द बेसिक फाउंडेशनल वर्क दैट वाज रिक्वायर्ड. नाउ द एम्फेसिस विल बी ऑन सर्विस डिलीवरी एंड सर्विस क्वालिटी. इन जल जीवन 2.0 फोकस विल बी ऑन हाउ कम्युनिटीज कैन बी इन्वॉल्वड एंड हाउ ऑपरेशन एंड मेंटेनेंस कैन बी स्ट्रेंथेंड. द एलोकेशन फॉर द मिशन हैज ऑल्सो बीन इंक्रीज to 8.70 lakh crore rupees.
Ab hai isko sustainable banana.
The government has assured that there is no energy shortage for domestic consumers in the country and no reason to panic. The government said it is committed to ensure uninterrupted supply of affordable energy to domestic consumers of the country. In a social media post, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri highlighted that India's energy imports are continuing to flow in from different sources and routes. Meanwhile, oil companies have enhanced LPG production in the country. More from our correspondent.
In light of current geopolitical disruptions to fuel supply and constraints on supply of LPG, the government has taken steps to ensure that 100% supply of CNG and PNG to domestic consumer is ensured, whereas other industries continue to get 70 to 80% of their supplies. Government has prioritized domestic LPG supply to households and introduced 25-day inter-booking period to avoid hoarding and black marketing. Meanwhile, non-domestic supplies of imported LPG are being prioritized for essential non-domestic sectors such as hospitals and educational institutions. Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said that a committee of three executive directors of oil marketing companies has been formed to review representation regarding LPG supply to other non-domestic sectors, including restaurants, hotels and other industries. Vidarzu, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
As the conflict in West Asia enters its second week, commercial shipping through the Strait of Hormuz has ground to a halt, with tanker traffic down by more than 80%. Approximately 150 tankers are currently anchored in open waters outside the strait, holding an estimated 16 billion liters of oil, waiting for conditions to stabilize before attempting passage. At least 10 commercial ships were reported being struck by projectiles or drones near the strait, while widespread GPS jamming across the Persian Gulf is compounding the danger. More from our West Asia correspondent.
European nations have been deliberate in distancing this mission from the ongoing U.S. offensive against Iran, known as Operation Epic Fury. Since Washington is a primary combatant in this conflict, a number of European and Gulf governments have preferred to align with the French-led effort rather than risk being seen as a direct participant in the American strikes. U.S. President Donald Trump separately announced the U.S. Navy's own escort operations as soon as possible and has offered political risk insurance to maritime trade, though no timeline has been confirmed. With the strait non-operational for global energy shipping and no formal legal closure declared, pressure on international markets is mounting by the day. The move by France to lead a coalition response reflects a broader European calculation that the economic consequence of inaction now outweigh the diplomatic risks of engagement. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app.
Neha, your new car and that status. I wish I had taken commerce.
Who said CS is only for commerce students? I was from science stream myself.
Really? Even art students can do it?
Absolutely. Anyone can pursue CS.
Why wait? Become a company secretary today. Start your corporate journey the right way. For detailed information, visit www.icsi.edu.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar held a detailed conversation last evening with Iran's Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi on the latest developments regarding the ongoing conflict in West Asia. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said they agreed to remain in touch. This was their third telephonic conversation since the start of the conflict between Iran and U.S.-Israel joint forces last month. Dr. Jayashankar also spoke to his German counterpart, Johann Waderfull, and South Korean Foreign Minister Cho Hyun and discussed the situation in West Asia. He said he had a good conversation with Mr. Cho Hyun and discussed advancing their bilateral agenda and the situation in West Asia, including its energy implications. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has said it is closely monitoring the developments in the West Asian region and their possible implication for air travel between India and the region. In a statement, the ministry said airlines are making appropriate operational arrangements in response to the evolving situation, with passenger safety and continuity of services remaining the primary priorities. It noted that according to operational data for Monday, 45 inbound flights operated by Indian carriers arrived in India from West Asia, carrying over 7,400 passengers. President Donald Trump has announced a historic $300 billion US partnership with India's Reliance Industries Limited to open America's first refining, the first new major oil refinery in the US in 50 years. Trump made the announcement in a post on the social media platform Truth Social, describing the project as a landmark deal for the U.S. energy sector. In the FIH Women's Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers, India will take on Wales in their final Pool B match in Hyderabad today. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. The Indian team has a strong record against Wales, leading the head-to-head tally 5-1. With a place in the semi-finals at stake, India currently topped the points table with 4 points and a healthy goal difference. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced a cash reward of 131 crore rupees for T20 World Cup winning Indian team and support staff. The amount covers 15 players, coaching staff and other support staff. The India Met Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions in Gujarat for today. Similar conditions are expected over Konkan, Goa, Vidarbha and West Rajasthan. The weather agency has also predicted heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan and Muzaffarabad for the day. The Met Department said thunderstorms accompanied with hailstorms are expected over Himachal Pradesh till tomorrow, while in northeastern India, Bihar, Odisha, West Bengal and Jharkhand, thunderstorms accompanied with lightning are expected. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Pramod. All papers report on their front pages the story of the government prioritizing households receiving piped gas, CNG for vehicles and cooking gas for domestic consumers over natural gas supplies. The Hindustan Times headlines, government invokes ESMA, gas for households, cars top priority. While the Times of India headlines, in crunch, government says domestic PNG, CNG and LPG production priority. The Statesman headlines, government invokes Essential Commodities Act to secure domestic gas supply. Another prominent story covered in newspapers is the government easing curbs to allow limited FDI from China and other sharing land borders. The Business Standard headlines, FDI curbs relaxed for China, others under press note 3. Mamta ends dharna against flaws in SIR. Lord Supreme Court ruling is a story in the Asian Age, while the Pioneer has on its front page SC Titan's oversight on West Bengal SIR. Most papers carry on their front page the resignation of Peter Elbers as CEO of Indigo. The Indian Express says, 3 months after flight disruptions, Indigo CEO resigns, Rahul Bhatia to take interim charge. And the editorial of The Hindu, titled Strategic Blunder, states that the US must pull back instead of tailing Israel in this reckless war. The paper adds that by picking Ayatollah Khamenei as the supreme leader after the assassination of his father, Ali Khamenei, Iran has signaled defiance and continuity. Last week, US President Donald Trump, who demanded Iran's unconditional surrender, made it clear that the younger Khamenei was unacceptable to him. If Trump and Netanyahu continue this war, the global economy will come under even greater stress. The way forward is not more bombing. This war must be brought to an end immediately, the paper concludes. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch multiple development projects worth over 16,000 crore rupees in Kerala and Tamil Nadu today. Lok Sabha to resume discussion on opposition's resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla. Commercial shipping through Strait of Hormuz comes to a halt as hostilities in West Asia enter second week. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar talks to Iran's Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi on the West Asia conflict. And India to take on Wales in final Pool B match of Asia FIH Women's Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers in Hyderabad this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.